Parsha Shmini, the Parsha begins, Vayihi Bayoyim HaShmini, Kara Moshe L'Aaron U'Levonov, U'Lezikne Yisrael. The official inauguration of the Mishkan. At the end of last week's Parsha, Parsha's Tzav, the Pasuk, the Torah says, when Pesach Amor, L'Seit Shiva Asyamim, Ad Yoyimim, L'Loisim, Eimi L'Loichem, Ki Shiva Asyamim, Yimali Asyethem, they practiced for 7 days, Pesach Amor, Teishu Yoyimim, V'Layla, Shiva Asyamim, they had to stay there for 7 days, and that was the inauguration of the Mishkan. Finally, the 8th day is the official day of the inauguration. The Parsha continues, and discusses the animals that are Tomei and Tohar, and goes through what we're allowed to eat and what we're not allowed to eat. The obvious question is what is the connection between this part of the inauguration of the Mishkan and telling us about the animals that are Tohar and Tomei? The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, regarding the pasuk at the end of Parashat Tzav, where it says, "Kasher osa b'yayim hazeh tziva Hashem la'asois l'chaper aleichem." The Gemara says, "La'asois" is referring to the Parah Aduma. Rashi explains that just as this is in the middle of talking about the 7 days of preparation of the Avodah, so it says that there was preparation for 7 days, and the Parah Aduma as well needs preparation. So what is the connection between the Parah Aduma and the Mishkan that they both need preparation? The Sefer Moshul V'Nimshul, written by the Ben Ish Chai, has a question. At the end of this week's parasha, Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Mem Dalid, the Pasuk says, "Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, v'hizkadishtem v'yisem kedoshim, ki kadosh ani, v'lo yisitamus nashoseichem v'chol asher tzeremes al haaretz, ki ani Hashem hamala eschem eretz mitzrayim lo yisrachem aleikim v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani." So we have Pasuk Mem Dalet telling us v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani, and then the next Pasuk Mem Hei says again v'yisem kedoshim ki kadosh ani. Why does the Torah have to repeat itself? And he gives a mashal. He says there was a person who is a great chacham and a tzaddik, a well respected person in his community. And he had a child, and he told his child, and he tried to bring up his child in his ways, that people should look at his child and say, "Wow, he's a son of that distinguished individual." Nebuch, this child, got kidnapped. And for 10 years he was held captive. After 10 years he was finally freed. After 10 long years. However, what does it mean after 10 long years he was freed? He was lucky that he didn't learn from their bad actions. Those his captors didn't teach him to do wicked things. They didn't teach him that. But they didn't allow him to do any good things. They didn't allow him to learn. They didn't allow him to do anything good. So the father told his son, after he saw his son acting for a few days after he was freed, the father told the son, "Listen, I'm happy that you're not doing anything wrong, that you didn't learn any of their bad midas, that you're still pure and you didn't learn from their actions, but we still don't have that aspect of people looking at you and saying, 'Oh, look, there is the son of the, he represents his father, the Chacham and the Tzaddik.'" Still something missing. Zokt the Ben Ish Chai, he says that there's two aspects. Not only that a person has to do not things that are not good and say, "Oh, listen, at least the person is not doing evil things." But more than that, aside from not doing evil things, we also have to do good things. If we want to be called Banim Hashem Alekecha, we want to be the children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. To be the children of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it has to be on a level that not only are we staying away from evil, but also that we're doing good. We have to work on doing good. And that's why the Pasuk says twice. The first time is, means you have to stay away from evil. Sur meira, stay away from evil, turn away from evil. But there's still a second aspect of, asay toiv, you have to do good. To be called banim Hashem alekecha, you have to be on the madriga of showing and making that the people look at you and see, oh, he's a ben of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's a chacham. He's a tzaddik. Distinguished lineage coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Sasema says, and it says, Vayhi bayoim. Vayhi bayoim ashmini. Vayhi is a lashon of tsar. Sasema says, what's the tsar? He says, the tsar was that Moshe was giving it over to Aaron. Moshe wanted to be the one to do the avodah. But the Sasema says that the reason why Aaron was the one, because Aaron was the Baal Tshuva. Aaron did a chet, the chet to Egel, on whatever level we can understand what he did, but there was some shemitz of chet. And because of that, he did tshuva on it. He was a Baal Tshuva. And therefore, he was the one that was ready to be the Kohen Gadol. The Shachal Torah says in Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Ve'es HaKois, Ve'es HaSholoch, Ve'es HaYanshuf. And he's talking about animals, birds, that, talking about birds that we're not allowed to eat. He says, what's Shalach? He quotes a pasuk in Malachim, Malachim Aleph, Kapitel Yudal, Pasuk Tes, Ani Yishlachti Acharei Gavecha. This is Hashem speaking. Hashem says that you have cast me behind your back. What does that mean? This lashon of shalach, meaning of casting behind the back, and that referring to someone who does the avodas haguf before doing the avodas Hashem. He pushed the Rebbeinu Shalom Kain to the back. He says, first I'm going to do things to avodas haguf. I'm going to do things for myself. Then I'm going to do avodas Hashem. And one of the examples he gives is someone who eats before davening. He gets up the first thing and eats. Someone maybe who needs it to daven is different maybe. You know, perhaps in halacha, in terms of eating before davening, someone needs it, he's weak, he's not well, there's reasons to eat. But stamazai, to eat before davening means is that first I have to work on my avodas haguf, take care of my body, and you know, I want to eat first. And after that, I'll go to my avodas Hashem. And zok teshach, that's not good. That's what we have to stay away from. And that, the shalach, this bird, is a trefa bird. We can't eat this. Rabbeinu Bachya says that someone who does this, he follows avodas haguf before the avodas Hashem, he's killing his nefesh. Kedushas Levi says in Kapitel Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe el Aaron lemor aleihem. He says, what is the word aleihem doing there? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Aaron lemor. We always say aleihem to them. Who else? Moshe and Aaron tell Klal Yisrael aleihem. What do we have to say? Then it says again, Dabru el Bnei Yisrael, go tell Bnei Yisrael lemor. What is this redundant? See, he says, Meridik. He says, in Shmoyis, Kapitel Beis Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'karasi lucha ish minekes min avios, that Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi explains, that Moshe Rabbeinu would only nurse from a Jewish lady. He would not nurse many of the Mitzrayim. It says that Basir brought many menekes, many nursemaids to nurse Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe would not nurse from any of them. And the Rashi says, the peh, the mouth, that will speak in Mashchina, cannot nurse from a goy. The Rabban explains that eating treif brings achzarius, it brings cruelty. So the Kedushas Levi explains that Klal Yisrael need the midas achesed, it's integral to Klal Yisrael. Avram Avinu is a midas achesed, and Klal Yisrael have to have this midas achesed. It says in Yoyel, Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Aleph, V'navi b'neichem u'v'naiseichem. All of Klal Yisrael, when B'yas HaMashiach, all of Klal Yisrael will become Nevi'im. So Zok Tekudushas Levi, that's what this pasuk is being Ramiz. Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshe V'la'aron Leimor Aleihem. Rabbi Shalom now was speaking to Moshe and Aaron, but in the future, in the Bias HaMashiach, Lemer Aleihem, he's going to be speaking to Klal Yisrael themselves. And therefore, they should not eat things that are treif, things that are tame, because that will affect the mouths that are going to hear from the ears and the bodies that are going to hear the Shechina directly from the Rabbi Shalom. They have to be pure and tame. Preparation is something very important to properly perform Avodas Hashem. Someone before it says that the Hasidim used to get up early in the morning, an hour before davening, to prepare for davening. They had to prepare for davening. You can't just go into davening. You have to prepare. Preparation. We have the Parah Aduma. We have the Mishkan. The Parah Aduma, perhaps you could say, is Meramis to the Parah Aduma is doing tshuva, which means it's staying away from evil. Someone did a chet, and he needs to be, he's tamei now, and he's in the status of tumah, so he has to have the Parah Aduma to make himself to become tar. But more than that, the Mishkan, he has to make himself kaddish. We want to be called Bonim Lashem Alekecha. And for all of those things, it's the connection of the Parah Aduma, of the Sur Meirah, and the Mishkan of Asay Toiv. We have to make ourselves kaddish, V'isem Kedoshim Kikodesh Oni, because we are Bonim Lashem Alekecha. And the reason why, the question is that this is the first day that the Mishkan was official inauguration of the Mishkan. So why do we call it the eighth day? We should call it the first day. We should say is that today is the first. The 7 days were just practice. That wasn't the real avodah. So why does it say that he be a mashmini? So he be a rishon. So the pshat is that's part of the avodah. Part of the avodah is preparation to become kadosh. First, you have to do sur meirah. The 7 days before the parah aduma, you have to do preparation. You have to do sur meirah, turn away from evil, because that's the only way that you can properly do the avodah Hashem, and you get credit when you have in the world at large, someone build something. If he doesn't complete it, it's not usable, it's worthless, he didn't do anything. When Avodas Hashem, every act that we take towards the show, the Rebbeinu Shalom, that we want to follow His will, every act, every Maisa has an effect. And those 7 days also count, even though that wasn't the inauguration. But it's the Ahi Bayim Hashmini, it's the eighth day, it's not the first day. A little later in the parasha, Pasuk tells us, "Vayikhu bnei Aaron Nodav Aviu Ish Machtosa Yitnu Ben Eish Hashim Lekteiros Vayikivu Lefnei Hashem Eish Zara Shalitivu Eisam Vatetei Eish Lefnei Hashem Vateichos Vaymus Lefnei Hashem." Nodav and Aviu brought an Eish to Eish Zara, which they were not commanded, and they died. Amen. Moshe Aaron, and Moshe tells Aaron, "Who should divar Hashem leim bekorei kadosh apnei chol ame kaveh?" By idem Aaron, and Aaron gets quiet. There's a medrash plia here. The medrash says, "Is ma hayule leimer?" Aaron was quiet. What did you want Aaron to taina? The medrash says, "By yom hashmini imar b'sara losay." He should have said, "By yom hashmini imar b'sara losay." So, what is the pshat in this medrash? What is the connection between what was the taina that Aaron could have taina? The Vilna Goin says that the reason why it's brought down, why the bris milah is on the eighth day of a baby's life, because for the first 7 days, min ha-teira, the Isha, after she gives birth to a baby boy, she's tameh for 7 days. On the eighth day, she can become tar, she can go to mikvah and be tar. So therefore, it says that the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't want it to be that everyone would come to the Simchas Bris Milah, they'd come to the Bris Milah, and everyone would be happy except for the father and the mother, because she's Tameh. He says, therefore, they wait till the eighth day where everyone could be happy and Besimcha. So the Vilna Goin says that's what the Taina Aaron HaKoyin could have had. He could have said, Rebbeinu Shlom, we're coming now to the inauguration of the Mishkan. This should be pure simcha for everybody, just like you yourself, Rabbi Shalom, said that the eighth day should be the Bris Milah, so everyone should be happy. So why do my children have to die now? It's not the simcha now. So why did Rabbi Shalom have to do it? Vayidem Aaron. Aaron didn't question Rabbi Shalom. This is what Rabbi Shalom was geyser. He accepted it and didn't say a word. Yeshua's Malkoi, Shulam Mikutna, he gives a different teretz. He says that there's another medrash. The medrash says that Tortoise Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, why is it that Klal Yisrael are not born already with a bris milah? We know that a bris milah is the completion of the baby. Until a baby boy has a bris milah, he's not called a shalom, he's not complete. At the bris milah, he becomes complete. So the question is, why didn't the Rabbi Shalom create Klal Yisrael already with a bris milah? And Akiva answered, the Rabbi Shalom wanted to be Mezaka Klal Yisrael, that they should be part of the completion of the human being. It's not just the Rabbi Shalom, but they were also part of it. They had the opportunity to do this great mitzvah of bris milah and to be mashlim the bria. So Zakti Yeshua's Malka, that's what Aaron could have tainted. Aaron could have tainted. Nadav and Avi went to bring a fire. It was an Ezer. The fire was supposed to come from Shemayim. You're right. Itaka needed a fire from Shemayim. But do we need a fire from down here also? And Nadav and Avi were just facilitating this. They were part the same way that Rabbi Shalom gave Klaisa the opportunity to make a bris milah to mashlim a person. So this was another way to be mashlim the inauguration with the fire coming from above, from the Rebbein Shalom, like the baby coming down, like the Rebbein Shalom creating the baby. And from down here, we can be able to be mashlim. Zokt b'shulam yikutna, but that was the mistake. That was what the Tanya of Aaron could have been, and he didn't say anything. But nonetheless, they weren't told to. It could be they were right in Hashkafa that that's what would have been done. But before they were commanded, they weren't commanded, you can't do that. In Zemaisa, that there was once a sergeant who was being awarded a medal, and on top of that, he received a promotion that he was going to become a captain. And along with being a captain came a new uniform. And he was warned by the general who made him the captain. Remember, officer, this uniform is your badge of honor. Wear it with pride and never remove it in public. Remember, you represent the king's elite forces, and your life is now devoted to enhance the honor of his kingdom. Not long after this conversation, there were some seamen. They were in a public park and they started making fun of this officer. We hear that you have a large tattoo across your chest that says something like, I miss you, I miss my mom, or something like that. Something very humiliating. And the young officer was enraged. It's not true. He disputed vehemently. And he was tempted to take off his shirt to show that it's not true. But he remembered, he was told very strict instructions. Never, never, never take off your outfit, your uniform, in public. And then all of a sudden one of the sailors said, you know what? If we will contribute 500 golden pieces to the king's treasury if you don't have the tattoo. But only if you prove it to us now. So this now captain says, he's going to become a patriot. He's admitted his patriotism to the king. He says, okay, I'm going to take off my uniform, because in this I'm going to collect 500 gold coins for the king. And he ran to the general with the money, and he's expecting to get awarded. But instead the general yelled at him and was very upset at him. He said, you're a fool. I just lost a fortune of money because of your silliness. I bet the Navy Admiral 2,500 gold pieces that not one of my soldiers would ever remove their uniforms publicly. So you got 500, but I lost 2,500 because you decided on your own that you're going to make your own cheshbonos, that you're going to take off your shirt for the sake of the king. And the Rebbein Shalom did not tell Nadav and Avihu why they may have been right, and they might have meant well. But they weren't told, and until they were told, they can't make cheshbonos like that. The Magid Mishnah gives a very interesting reason of what the pasuk is telling us. Vayidoy min Aaron, and Aaron was quiet. By a bris milah, there's a machloikis, whether one should make a shachiyanu, the father who is doing the bris milah, who has the mitzvah of the bris milah, if you should make a shachiyanu or not. The Rivash says you should, and Toisishan says no. The Mordechai explains the reason why not to make a shachiyanu is because of tzaira de yanuka, the pain of the child. It's not all good. The child has pain from the bris milah, and therefore a shachiyanu is not made. The Rajba says a different reason why. The Rajba says is that because a 8-year-old baby boy, 8-year-old baby, is not out of the gether of a nafel, it could be for the first 30 days, the baby is still considered potentially a nafel that it will die. It's not considered a real chiyus until after 30 days. And therefore, you don't make a shechiyanu. Now, by Yerusha, it says to say two brachas. A person says, Dayin or Emes, and then you say, Shechiyanu. But according to the Mordechai, you wouldn't say Shechiyanu when someone gets a Yerusha, when someone's Le'aleinu, a parent, or someone who he would Yashin, passes away, because he had tsar of the loss of the parent or whoever he lost. So Nadav and Avihu, we know, did not have children. Therefore, Aaron HaKoyen was the Yerush. Aaron was the father. Aaron was the one who, Yerusha goes down. If there's no children, Yerusha goes up, and the father would get it. So Aaron was the Yerush. And because of the tsar of Aaron losing his children, Aaron did not make a Shechiyan. Some Sefer says, Vayidem Aaron means that he quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says that Aaron initially cried, and then Vayidem Aaron. The Chasam Sefer explains what the Ramban is saying is that, what does it mean initially he cried and then he stopped? He initially was crying because he had a taina chas shalom on the Rebbeinu Shalom, or he wasn't happy with everything the Rebbeinu Shalom did. He was concerned that it was his fault. He thought that he was going to their death because of his chet. And that's what he was crying about. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, you should know that it had to be Mekadosh to Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you're not the reason, you're not the cause. Then Vayidem Aaron. The Chofetz Chaim has asked a question, why does the Torah use this word of doimim? Now, why didn't say Vayecherash, a different word of saying silent, that he didn't say anything? So the Chofetz Chaim says, the Torah says the word doimim because Aaron HaKoyen made himself like a daimim, like an inanimate object. He didn't flinch. You couldn't tell. If you looked at his face, you wouldn't know that he was in tsar over the loss of Nadav and Avihu, his children. In Parshas Vayigash, we know that Parai asked Yaakov, Kama yimei shnei chayecha? How old are you? By Kapitel Pet Meim Zayin Patsiches. Yaakov answered, I had a hard life. So we know that there's 33 words amongst those psukim. So it says, Yaakov is supposed to live 180 years. He lost 33 years because he said that he had a hard life, so he ended up living only 147. But the obvious question is that if you count the words include the question of Paroi, Kama Yimesh. Why are those words included? Yaakov didn't answer that. Yaakov didn't say that. That's not part of Yaakov's response. That's Parai's question. The pshat is that Parai was able to see on Yaakov's face that he had a long life or a hard life. And because of that, that's off on Yaakov Avinu's level, of course. But on Yaakov Avinu's level, that was also a tain on Yaakov. The Yisoid of Vayidem Aaron, as the Torah is testifying, is called Ovid L'Tavavid. Everything called Ovid Hashem L'Tavavid. Everything that the Rebbeinu Shalom does, everything is for good. And we might not understand it, but everything is for the good. Vayidem Aaron. Aaron was a doimim. He was inanimate. You couldn't tell that Le'aleinu, he just lost two children. You couldn't even tell on his face at all. He was doimim. He was as if nothing happened. And that's chus. It says right after that, immediately after Vayidem Aaron, it says the Rebbeinu Shalom told Aaron directly, only Aaron. He told him, he gave over that about the Yayin, about not drinking wine, but the Mishkan that was given explicitly only to Aaron HaKohen. Why? To teach us, we know that Yaakov Avinu, when he thought Yosef was dead, he was sad. And when a person is sad, the Shekhinah doesn't rest by him. And Yaakov Avinu didn't have Nevuah for all those years that he thought that Yosef was not alive. The Torah is testifying that Aaron, he was besimcha, even though Nadav and Avihu, his children, died. He loved them very much. But everything the Baruch Hashem does is for good. And he understood that. And you could not even discern on his face one iota that he was any tsar or anything that happened. And then that's chus. He was zoichad because he was able to see that everything the Baruch Hashem does was for good. And he acted that way. He was zoichad that he should have the Shekhinah rest on him. And the parasha of drinking wine, of not drinking wine, for the Kohen was given over directly to Aaron HaKohen. Have a good chance.